translation and purport by His Divine Grace, but Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist, like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. So if you repeat each phrase after me of the translation, please. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist, like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in the age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Purport. The age of Kali is called the fallen age. In this fallen age, because living beings are in an awkward position, the Supreme Lord has given some special facilities to them. So by the will of the Lord, a living being does not become a victim of sinful act until the act is actually performed. In other ages, simply by thinking of performing a sinful act, one used to become the victim of the act. On the contrary, a living being in this age is awarded the results of pious acts simply by thinking of them. Maharaj Parikshit, being the most learned and experienced king, by the grace of the Lord, was not unnecessarily envious of the personality of Kali, because he did not intend to give him any chance to perform any sinful act. He protected his subjects from falling prey to the sinful acts of the age of Kali, and at the same time he gave full facility to the age of Kali by allotting him particular places. At the end of the Bhagavatam, and it is said that even though all the nefarious activities of the personality of Kali are present, there is a great advantage in the age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thus Maharaj Parikshit made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the Lord's holy name, and thus he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. It is for this advantage only that the great sages sometimes wish all good to the age of Kali. In the Vedas, it is also said that by discourse of Lord Krishna's activities, one can get rid of all the disadvantages of the age of Kali. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said that by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord becomes at once arrested within one's heart. These are some of the great advantages of the age of Kali. Maharaj Parikshit took all advantages and did not think any ill of the age of Kali due to his Vaishnavite cult. Om Jnanatim Marandasya Jananjana Salakeya Chaksho On Milatam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupatru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Bhavanabheyo Vaishnavabheyo Namo Namaha. I'll just say one prayer now, which is a service to the Bhagavatam. It says, Samsara sagre magnam dinamam kruniti karma grihaya kritangam mamudava bhavam aval. I've fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death, and I'm totally distressed. My karma is like crocodiles ready to bite me. O ocean of mercy, please pick me up from the material existence. Srimad Bhagavatakayoyam Bratkarcha Krishna Ivahi Srivrikritoshi Mayanata Murtayam Bhavasagare. This Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Krishna himself. O my Lord, to get released from this cycle of birth and death, I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Manurati madayayo yam sapada kitsavatavaya nirvagenaiva kartavyam dasaham Keshava. My dear Keshava, I am your servant. Please fulfill this desire of mine in serving you through the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so, this is what we're doing now. We're serving the Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing, by chanting, by asking questions, by helping each other to realize the wonderful verse and purport, which is so much in it. And so I'll almost have to go line for line and do the best I can. So here, certainly, Maharaj, it says, Parikshit was a realist. Like bees only accept the essence of the flower. Shri Shri Radha Gokul Nandakijai, Shri Shri Gauranitai Kijai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kijai, Nitai Gaur Premani. So he says he's a realist. And that's very interesting because he's a Mahatma. He knows distinguish to reality from illusion. He's not captivated by the material energy, the illusory energy. He's in touch with the spiritual energy. He's a pure devotee of the Lord. And he's bringing out the essence of the Vedanta Sutra through this Srimad Bhagavatam. His inquiries are for our sake. And in this age of Kali, you know, because as it says there, this Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna himself. It's, and in the previous verse, it talked about that actually, because Krishna is present, the age of Kali cannot enter. It cannot come in. This Bhagavatam class is actually not a place for Kali. It cannot enter because we are repeating the words of the Acharyas, and that it's the holy name itself, actually. Srimad Bhagavatam is all what is in the holy name, as it describes here. We have, in essence, what, when we chant the holy name, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, these holy names, this Maha Mantra, is the essence. And everything is in this Maha Mantra that's in Srimad Bhagavatam. But to know that and to realize that, we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam, that somehow it permeates our body in such a way we become purified. And we have to have Bhagavatam in its series of cantos, in a sequence such, in such a way that because of our, we're born in the age of Kali and supposed to be not very intelligent, that somehow we've been given the essence. But to know the essence, we have to go through a whole Bhagavatam, starting with first canto and eventually getting there. But not only that, that this, in the canto itself, Prabhupada's referring to Bhagavad Gita, who was the essence of his words personally spoken to Arjuna in his dilemma, in which he tells Arjuna to surrender. Surrender to me as the ultimate conclusion. But how to surrender? We're going to find out in this Bhagavatam, all these devotees, and there are different ways of surrendering to Krishna. And as it washes us with these pastimes, our internal washing, we'll start to understand the nectar, and it which is so purifying. And so we'll then start to understand what the Maha Mantra is when we chant it, because it is the essence of all the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here he says he knew the reality. He's not envious. Envious means he's not critical of the age of Kali, the personality of Kali. He knows Kali is who he is. I am who I am. You know, he's going to do things his way. But also, Parikshit has this understanding that actually he has no power at all, because Bhagavatam will keep him out for those who wish to take it up. He knows, he's convinced that somehow or other there's a higher truth, a reality. And so he says he's a realist. He knew perfectly well the age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately. We've been given a blessing, special blessing, that it says it produces good effects immediately. Whereas inauspicious acts actually have to be performed to render any effects. So that's a concession. You know, the wicked mind is a restless customer. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, by practice and determination, we can control this mind. And so that's what we're doing. Every day we're chanting the Maha Mantra. We have to practice. We have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to hear Bhagavad Gita. They're the essence. And there's a sequence. To understand Srimad Bhagavatam, we must understand Bhagavad Gita. Because so often, it's an expansion of what is there in sutra form in the Bhagavad Gita. So we can't jump straight to the Bhagavatam. We have to also study Bhagavad Gita. And they're like the two railway tracks, you could say, on a train line, they run in parallel to each other. Both are needed. And so though we may have a taste for Bhagavatam, though we have a taste for Bhagavad Gita, you know, my taste is definitely with Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam is a new thing for me. But somehow, what I've studied in Bhagavad Gita has helped me tremendously to understand this Bhagavatam. So, envious means you criticize. But the critics, it's in the Mahabharata, it says critics get the karma. In other words, they get the karma of the person they're criticizing in terms of good, bad effects. In other words, they're taking the bad effects. When you criticize somebody, you're taking away their bad effects, and it becomes part of you. Because when you see fault in someone, the wicked mind sometimes contemplates it, and it's bad association. It's the worst association, this contemplation of faults in others. There are no faults in others. Krishna says, everything comes from me. We should understand our association together is essential, that it says, Trinadapi Sunichena, we tolerate our problems. We're under the modes of material nature. And if we understand that, these modes of material nature have to be accepted in such a way that we try and practice this, the culture of Bhagavatam, the culture of Bhagavad Gita in our lives, that we have to have some discipline and at the same time tolerate each other's imperfections, because we're imperfect, so are we all. That's why we're in this material existence still. So we have to associate. Now, but so this inauspicious acts, they have to be performed, whereas in other ages they had effect. So it's a special age. That's a special concession. So he was never envious. He saw, actually, you're being looked after. In this age of Kali, there's special permissions and concessions made that we can carry on with. He says, in this fallen age, the living beings are in an awkward position. The Supreme Lord has given some special facilities for them. The Supreme Lord. We have to understand that. It's Krishna. He's trying to help us in this worst of ages. And then he says, so by with the will of the Lord, the living being does not become a victim of a sinful act until it's actually performed. That's a nice thing. But it doesn't stop that if you associate with the thoughts of a sinful act, that they don't manifest. That's the thing you should understand. We shouldn't contemplate a sinful act in such a way that eventually it will manifest. It's just saying you've been given this concession, but don't do it. Don't do it, please. So then it says, one used to become a victim of the act. On the contrary, a living being in this age is awarded the results of pious acts by simply thinking of them. And that's a really good one. Because in one of the purports, in a description of humility, was austerity of the mind means seeing the good in others. That's austerity for the mind. Because the mind, it accepts and rejects according to our modes of nature. So how can we, who are imperfect, judge anyone who is also subject to the modes of material nature? We have to know that the imperfect shouldn't judge the imperfect. We can be aware of our association and associate with those we get along with and somehow encourage us in our baitan. But still, we must be of a friendly disposition because it's parts and parcels of the Lord. Love thy neighbor as thyself. It's a biblical saying. It's Jesus. Jesus, when he came, he was like, you could say, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Gospels according to Jesus and his teachings. But he, in his teachings, he says, I do not hear those who just call my name and do not follow what I am confirming is already in the scriptures. So he came to confirm what was already in the scriptures. He said, so I don't hear those who don't follow what I'm teaching. So we have to follow what we're being taught in Srimad Bhagavatam by all these wonderful incarnations and devotees that are coming through. We have to learn each of these, from each of these, their characters and their nature and their relationship, how they eventually get back to Godhead. So then it says, on the contrary, sorry. Yes, it says, he's King Parikshit, being the most learned, experienced king by the grace of the Lord, was not unnecessarily envious of the personality of Kali because he did not intend to give him any chance to perform his sinful acts. You see, he knew his duties. He knew what he had to do, like all of us. He knew that he had to act in a certain way according to the service given to him. And so he protected his subjects from falling prey to the sinful acts of the age of Kali. And at the same time, he gave full facility to the age of Kali by allotting him a particular places, those where he could dwell. So he was doing his duty. Kali, had, the personality of Kali, had surrendered to him. So he said, okay, you can have what you want. You can dwell in these certain places. At the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that even though all the nefarious activities of the personality of Kali are present, there is a great advantage in the age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus Maharaj Parikshit made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the Lord's holy name. Thus he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. Now, you could say that actually Bhagavatam is the holy names of the Lord. And this is what we should understand. The Bhagavatams are, he says here, that he's not teaching the Maha Mantra, but he is in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's coming out from Sukadev Goswami. So that Maha Mantra is coming out from Sukadev Goswami's lips. It's his questions as his disciple that bring forth the holy names of which we can understand what is the essence. It is for the advantage only of the great sages sometimes to wish all good for the age of Kali. In the Vedas it is also said that discourse on Lord Krishna's activities, one can get rid of all the disadvantages of the age of Kali. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said that by the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord becomes at once arrested. That's a nice, in one's heart. Now we know what happens when the police come along and arrest you, isn't it? You're helpless. There's the law. So we become at once arrested in one's heart when we recite the Bhagavatam. It's nice, isn't it? If we recite, we become arrested by Krishna. What a prison, isn't it? It's just an amazing thing. These are some of the great advantages of the age of Kali. And Maharaj Parikshit took advantage and did not think any ill of the age of Kali, a true to his Vaishnava cult. And we had a wonderful class not so long ago by Prabhupada, Vaishnava nature, how they're tolerant in all circumstance and how they're kind and gentle, considerate, compassionate to all. This is the nature. They're merciful. They're the Vaishnava is again an expansion of Lord Krishna's mercy. Their nature is an expression of Krishna's love for us. So our spiritual guides are there for us, and they're given us their mercy. I can't say Maharaj's name, Kanakandamba Maharaj. I always get the pronunciation wrong. But you know, it was an essence of a class that actually he demonstrated these characteristics of somehow, it wasn't quite as he thought, but immediately he somehow thought, oh, let's get on with it then. There's something else to do here. He got on with the business. And you start to see the great character of those who are looking after us. And I thought it was a wonderful demonstration of the Guru's guidance and fulfilling their role just by their example. This is what we have. So don't think any ill of the age of Kali, because it's okay. It's giving us a special, special mercy of which we should take advantage of in this once in the age of a day of Brahma, once in the millennium, because we're right next to Krishna's appearance and Lord Chaitanya even closer. And he's just bringing us Krishna too. So step by step, Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Okay, comments, questions. It's 5 minutes past, half past, but sometimes breakfast can be late to our advantage, so let's see what happens. Anything to come? Srinivas Prabhu.
I'll speak something on Varaha Deva. Heard from Dinda Mandipur in his Vrindavan.
Can you speak up into the mic, if that's okay?
So, when Ravana, he defeated Kuvera, he took his chariot, then he took the Varaha deity from Kuvera. And then, after Lord Ram defeated Ravana, he took the Varaha deity to Ayodhya, and he kept it with him. Oh. And then, when Shatrughna, he went to Mathura, he defeated Lavanasura. He was a demon at that time, ruling Mathura. And after defeating Lavanasura, the deity of Varaha Deva was kept with Shatrughna. So that deity is still in Vrindavan now. That same deity is being worshipped in Vrindavan, in one temple in Vrindavan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, so even more. This wonderful Puranas that we're starting to find out about, they reveal you know, so many pastimes where seemingly even the Lord is conquered, but not conquered, never conquered. And that's what we should understand from this essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you for that. Yeah, he can conquer our heart, and that's the best thing, you know. Any Matajis? Any? Yes?
Thank you for the class. And thank you for highlighting, you know, how careful we have to be about even the thoughts that we're associating with. You were talking about criticism and how it shows envy. I was wondering, you know, sometimes we have to discriminate, so we have to kind of, you know, be critical sometimes in that way. I was just wondering, you know, how do you draw the line? How do you know when you're discriminating and when you're actually just, you know, being negative?
Right.
And how do we recognize that in others as well?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, like, as soon as someone says
something... Can you speak into the mic?
Yeah. As soon as somebody says something, we kind of think like, oh, you're just being negative, this, that, and that's... Maybe they're just discriminating, but then as well we can go the other way.
Yeah, and, it can. Yeah, no, thank you for that question, because that's an important thing. There's two things. There's a saying in the Bible, judge ye not, or so you shall be judged. And it's very powerful. Because of our imperfection, we can only be judged by a superior authority. Our authority, our shikshagu, our guide. And so if we have this cropping up in our mind, these critical thoughts, or over a situation or whatever's happened, you go to that person you trust and say, look, this is affecting me, as it will do. All of us, we have emotions, and we're under the modes of material nature, most of us. Some may not be, but the modes of material nature are there. So next step is always the guidance through somebody who we can act as a mirror for who we are and what we're thinking. But this criticism, it says, critics take the karma. Now, that's from the Mahabharata. What happens? If you criticize someone, you get their bad karma. And they, if they tolerate you, they get your good karma. So, you know, you're cutting your nose to spite your face. If you're not careful, so seek advice on the true position. Judge ye not, or so you shall be judged. There's always a friend, and that's why we need friendship amongst each other. And that is the most important thing, that we can express how we feel at the same time without creating offense, because you're inquiring. It's a submissive opinion. So authority or a friend is always a good thing. Not somebody who agrees with you all the time. That's not a friend. They'll tell you, don't be silly. What are you worried about? They'll actually tell you you're silly. You know, it's not worth. It's like the uncle or the grandfather or the grandmother or whatever. They say from their lives experience, don't fuss your head. Don't pay it no mind. Don't give it any mind. Don't give it any thought. It's not really a big deal. The big deal happens when it's in us and it manifests, because we contemplate what's happened to us. That appears to be adverse, but it's okay, because it's coming from Krishna. We're not innocent. So if somebody's horrible to you, it's coming from Krishna. it's not necessarily over this particular event, it's over previous life as well. We're just getting back what's due us in a different form. And it's like the person who committed a murder, but so-called got away with it. In his next life, he comes back as a person who's accused of murder, but he didn't do it. He'll suffer even more, and he's executed because he's innocent. He has to suffer more because he thought he got away with it in the next life, because he's in fact innocent in his next life of a crime, and he'll get the punishment. He's got, it'll come back. You've never got away with anything, none of us, you know. So better to say sorry now. It's easier. Get it out of the way. Unfinished business is the worst. You know, find a way of getting to know each other and to how you can say sorry to each other, somehow or other. But you do that somehow by getting a perspective. So it's a nice question, so thank you for that. It's important. And I'm talking about myself. Well, I'm preaching to myself. Please, I have no fear of that. Yeah. Okay. So, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go premanandi. Hari hari bo.